A reading from Luke 5, 4-8. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man."
When I first read that last line, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man," I felt that that captured so much of the issue that afflicts all of us. In other words, we are attracted to holiness, but our own condition repels us. And so Peter expresses this perfectly. He said, "I want to be in your company. I know who you are." This is not the only time Peter has a moment of revelation, and he sees Jesus in the full as a man of God, the Messiah, the Holy One, but that'll come later. But then he says, "I am a sinful man." That's self-recognition, that there is a barrier standing between him or existing between him and the one he actually wants to move closer to. It's quite remarkable psychologically.
Well, anytime we come into a fresh view of God and the enormity of him, and what Jesus has done as a miracle right now just puts him in a different category. Filling up two boats with fish through an observation. And remember, Jesus is not a fisherman like the others. They should have recognized the signs of nature. Jesus sees the signs spiritually and calls them to go. And so, captured by his glory and his uniqueness in that moment, they're immediately, in contrast, feel their own lowliness. I immediately think of the passage in Isaiah when he has this vision of the Lord's glory, his robe into the temple. And the angels are declaring, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And immediately Isaiah is stricken and he says, "Oh, I'm such an unclean man with unclean lips, and I live among a people with unclean lips." When we see God as he is, we're immediately caught in our own sinfulness.
Nicky Gumbel had a more or less a metaphor where he said, our idea is, of God is constricted in a church by the roof. But he said, you need to remove the roof, and the holiness of God just kind of like escalates up there. And when you put yourself next to him, the contrast is overwhelming in terms of who we actually are versus who we would fantasize who we are.
Right. And that's the power of confession, because confession is simply alignment. It's acknowledging you're God and I'm not. And so I'm the dependent one in this relationship, and I need you to be my savior and to be my rescuer and to be the one who gets me through. And so when we confess, all we're doing is aligning our view of reality. This is God, this is me, and I'm not God.
And that's exactly what Peter does right here.